A year ago, I got a job by lying, not about my qualifications, but about my age. I told the employer that I was in college to conceal the desperate years that I had been unemployed. My boss still thinks I'm 4 years younger than I am. I lied because I needed the job so badly, but I still feel guilty about it. How immoral am I, and should I come clean to him now? Well, I think the important point here is that the lie did not have any effect on your performance at the job. You didn't lie about your qualifications, your backgrounds. You were able to do the job fully. So in that sense, in relation to the job and the employer, whether you were 20 or 30 would make no difference, unless he's putting in training where every year counts and you're giving him 4 years to waste on training that's not going to be used. But assuming that that is not the case and you're 100% qualified for the job. If so, I would say just forget about the fact that you lied. If it's a sin, it is a venial sin, as the Catholics call it, not a moral sin. It's not a serious immorality in the context because you are not lying about an essential. I would give you this analogy. The boss wants somebody healthy, and let us say you have a continuous rash in your armpit. The doctor says, oh, it's not going to affect your health, but you do have it. But it is irrelevant to your boss. Now, these things might have been relevant when he didn't know you. If he says, oh, this guy is 4 years younger, he's not mature enough. Or this guy has a rash, who knows what's going to happen to him. But now it's 4 years later, and you have presumably endeared yourself to him, and he knows what you are, and therefore, I think these things are irrelevant. I'll give you a real-life example. Ayn Rand, many years before her death, hired a cook who came every day and you know, prepared excellent meals, cleaned up, and then left. And one day after, oh, I don't know, 10, 15, maybe longer years, at the beginning, let me add, Eloise, the cook, told Ayn Rand that she was single, that she was unmarried. And after, say, 10 or 15 years, she one day said to Ayn Rand that she's been feeling guilty all these years because she told Ayn Rand that she was unmarried when in fact she was married. And Ayn was very surprised, but she was not condemnatory. She wanted to know, well, why had you done it? And Eloise said, I think what she said was, I was worried that if you knew I was married, I wouldn't do a good job. I would just slap something together and run home to my husband who was waiting. But finally, I had to tell you. And Ayn's attitude was, well, you certainly never did anything like that. So obviously, the fact that you're married is irrelevant. You should have told me, but it doesn't make any difference, and she forgot it. They became actual friends, and on her deathbed, Eloise flew in from her native country to be with Ayn at the end, and Ayn wanted her there. So she certainly forgave somebody who came clean.